Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Monday, March 4th. We'll tell you about the U.S. effort to get humanitarian aid into Gaza and Republican Nikki Haley's first win in the 2024 presidential race. Also, the outcome of a rare criminal case that's been called a game changer for first responders. Plus, a powerful storm that shut down ski resorts and a major highway. A new lawsuit that pits two of the world's most prominent tech leaders against each other. And how two basketball stars made history over the weekend. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, the U.S. airdropped humanitarian aid into Gaza. On Saturday, three military planes dropped 66 bundles with 38,000 meals inside. Aid organizations say the airdrops still fall far short of meeting the needs in Gaza, where people are facing starvation. But American officials say there will be more delivery missions to come, that there will be a sustained campaign of airdrops, and that the U.S. is also looking into other ways to deliver aid, perhaps by sea. President Biden has already asked Israel to allow more aid in as well. But the demand for food, water, and medicine is only getting more dire. At this point, America's top goal is to negotiate a pause in fighting that could help a lot more aid get in via trucks. Just yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris gave her most direct statement to date, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. She was referring to a six-week pause in fighting that's been proposed. It would allow for not only more aid, but also the release of Israeli hostages who have been held by Hamas since October 7th. Last week, President Biden said he was hopeful a deal could come by this week. So stay tuned. Republican Nikki Haley won her first presidential contest yesterday. She defeated former President Trump in the Washington, D.C. primary, and that made her the first woman to win a GOP primary in American history. Her campaign said it wasn't surprising that Republicans closest to the Capitol are rejecting what it called dysfunction from the former president. But the Trump campaign shrugged it off, saying the former South Carolina governor was, quote, just crowned queen of the swamp by the lobbyists and D.C. insiders. To be clear, this doesn't really affect the current direction of the race, especially since Trump scored two more wins over the weekend. On Saturday, he won caucuses in Idaho and Missouri and swept the delegate hall at a party convention in Michigan. Plus, Trump had already defeated Haley in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and her home state of South Carolina. Next up, Haley and Trump will go head-to-head in more than a dozen primaries tomorrow on Super Tuesday, the largest day of voting outside of the November election. And Trump is expected to lock up the Republican nomination days later. The U.S. Education Department is now investigating an Oklahoma school district. It's specifically looking into alleged discrimination and harassment at a public high school, where a 16-year-old non-binary student was beaten in a bathroom last month, one day before they died. The teen's grandmother says they had been bullied for a while over their gender identity, and she's criticized administrators for not summoning police or an ambulance right after the fight. The federal investigation started after a complaint from the Human Rights Campaign that said the high school never addressed bullying, violence, and harassment that had all been well documented. The Oklahoma School District says it's cooperating with federal officials, and it says the HRC's complaint is not supported by the facts. There is also a criminal investigation underway. The Tulsa County District Attorney says he's just waiting for local investigators' findings before deciding whether to file charges for the teen's death. To be continued. In a controversial court decision, a Colorado paramedic was sentenced to 5 years in prison. The paramedic was convicted late last year of criminally negligent homicide and second-degree assault for the unlawful administration of drugs. Now, this case is a very rare example of emergency medical personnel being prosecuted. It had to do with his role in the death of Elijah McClain back in 2019. Now, remember, McClain was returning home from a store when police confronted him. They were responding to a call about a suspicious person. Police forcefully restrained McClain. Paramedics then injected him with an overdose of the powerful sedative ketamine, despite never speaking to him or checking his vital signs. McClain died in the hospital days later. The paramedic's lawyer argued he followed protocol and should not have been held criminally responsible for a split-second decision based on information he got from police. And after the sentence was handed down, paramedics and firefighters around the country expressed outrage, saying they worry that urgent decisions they make on the job can be criminalized. In fact, the president of the largest firefighters union in the country says some of its members have opted to retire or surrender their paramedic license because of the McLean case. Still, some community activists say the sentence was not strong enough. Another paramedic who worked alongside him is set to be sentenced next month. Even more snow is headed to Northern California this week on the heels of an extreme blizzard that pounded parts of the Golden State and Mountain West over the weekend. It impacted the Sierra Nevada mountains most of all, but also expanded into other parts of Northern California, Nevada, Utah, and Western Colorado. More than 100 miles of a major interstate between Reno and Sacramento had to close, along with several other roadways. Hundreds of people were trapped inside their cars for hours, and many left their vehicles stranded. Thousands of homes and businesses also lost power, and ski resorts were forced to shut down because of extreme conditions. AccuWeather says the Palisades Tahoe Resort even saw wind gusts reach 190 miles an hour. All in all, up to 12 feet was expected to fall over the weekend, and another 1 to 2 feet could fall in higher elevations today and tomorrow. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I'm so happy to be partnering with Lumi. When other deodorants just were not working for me anymore, I really wasn't sure what to do. But now that I've found Lumi, I am using it every day, and I'm so happy I will be buying more with my own money when I run out. Because unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver effective 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. It's paraben-free, baking soda-free, and more. And I love that I can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine and cool cucumber. Those are my favorites so far. 6 years after she created Lumi, the doctor behind this game-changing whole-body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Plus, Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code NEWSWORTHY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. As expected, the CDC changed up its strategy for controlling COVID-19. Until now, people who tested positive for the virus were urged to stay home for at least 5 days to lower the chance of spreading it to others. Now, the CDC replaced that with general guidance for anyone who is feverish, sneezing, and coughing with a respiratory virus, saying they can return to normal activities as long as their symptoms are improving and they no longer have a fever. In other words, it's really just about symptoms now, not test results. The CDC says it made the change so recommendations are easier to follow and more likely to actually be adopted, since surveys show people were not following the previous isolation guidelines anymore anyway. Still, some public health experts are criticizing the CDC for this, saying it's not taking the threat of COVID-19 seriously enough. Remember, just last week, the CDC also recommended seniors receive a spring booster shot. The University of Florida is the latest major school to fire anyone whose job focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's in response to new higher education reforms backed by Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and other Republicans in the state. DeSantis signed legislation that defunded DEI programs at state public colleges and allowed the state to remove them completely. DeSantis applauded the University of Florida, saying DEI is toxic, that he's glad his state is leading the way in this effort, and he hopes more states follow. On the other side, the president of the United Faculty of Florida Union says it's only about silencing students and faculty, calling the action censorship and exclusion. Either way, the $5 million that used to go to DEI efforts at UF are now being redirected into a faculty retirement fund. The company behind ChatGPT is facing a new challenge, a lawsuit from one of the richest men in the world. Elon Musk, who actually co-founded OpenAI, is now suing the company and its CEO, Sam Altman. He says they've abandoned the company's founding agreement to pursue artificial intelligence for the good of humanity rather than profit. Musk points specifically to the GPT-4 model that was released last year, saying its design is shrouded in secrecy and driven by commercial considerations. And now his lawsuit seeks to keep anyone, including OpenAI's partner Microsoft, from benefiting from OpenAI's technology. Though it is worth noting, Musk has since founded his own AI startup as a for-profit entity. OpenAI has not responded just yet. The second Dune movie was such a hit, it propelled the U.S. box office to its biggest weekend of the year. Dune Part 2 also delivered strong results for IMAX. In fact, it was IMAX's largest March opening ever. The movie was originally supposed to be released back in November, but Hollywood actors were on strike at the time. So the movie's big stars, like Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Austin Butler, and Florence Pugh, weren't able to promote it. And with that, the producers decided to delay the release. Now, analysts say that decision probably made a big difference in ticket sales, since the actors likely helped bring in an audience that normally wouldn't be lining up to see a sci-fi movie. It also probably helped that the movie got great reviews and did not face a whole lot of other competition. After Dune 2, the most popular movies at the box office were Bob Marley, One Love, Ordinary Angels, and Madame Web. This weekend, two basketball stars broke a couple of major scoring records. In the college hoops, Iowa's Caitlin Clark became the NCAA's all-time leading scorer of either women or men. She dropped 35 points in yesterday's game, pushing her to 3,685 in her college career. And plenty of big names started congratulating her right away, like President Biden, Billie Jean King, and Travis Scott. Also, LeBron James, who broke his own record just one day earlier. James became the first player in NBA history to score 40,000 career points. And the Los Angeles Lakers star doesn't plan to stop here. At 39 years old, he's now the oldest player in the NBA, but is still performing at an elite level. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor. I am so excited to tell you all about the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, because the material on this entire collection is incredibly soft, stretchy, and comfortable. And look, I had been hearing about Skims for a while, but now that I'm actually wearing their products, I can tell you it lives up to the hype. Everything I got from the Fits Everybody collection, from my new favorite bodysuit that I've worn a ton, to a variety of intimates, has this amazing wow-level buttery soft fabric that I noticed right out of the bag. And honestly, it felt even better when I put it on. I'm replacing a lot of what I had in my closet with Skims ASAP. Already, Skims is now the first items I reach for when I get dressed. And there's something for everyone. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that I sent you, select podcast in the survey, and be sure to select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Fidelity Investment says the number of 401k accounts with balances of at least $1 million rose by more than 40% last year. And that means a lot, since Fidelity is the nation's largest provider of 401k savings plans. It was in large part thanks to strong performances in stocks and bonds, but also because Fidelity says a good chunk of people proactively increased their contribution rate last year, and most of them were getting matching contributions from their employers. All that said, the overall number of 401k millionaires is still low. Fidelity says the average 401k balance is about $119,000, still up from the average just one year earlier. The trends look similar with Fidelity IRAs, too. The company says the key to building a healthy retirement account is to aim to save at least 15% of your income a year and to stay the course no matter what happens with the market. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow. For now, have a great day.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.